A United Nations official says the key to cutting opium production in Burma is to ensure farmers have other ways to make a living. A United Nations drug control official in Rangoon says Burma has made progress in reducing opium production. But the head of the UN Office of Drugs and Crime in Rangoon, Jean-Luc Lamayoux, warns that unless there is economic support for farmers, efforts to cut opium crops could trigger a humanitarian crisis among some of Burma's poorest minority groups.
The opium farmers, what they gain out of the opium is very, very small. Again, $150 on an annual base. I mean, it's peanuts. For them, though, it's extremely important because it's the primary income. So if you take that away, I mean, you create a humanitarian disaster.
Unless farmers have other ways to earn a living, opium eradication programs could mean many become impoverished migrants, subject to human trafficking and other abuses. Opium is used to make heroin, an illegal drug. The border areas of Burma, Thailand and Laos, the so-called Golden Triangle, is one of the biggest opium production regions in the world. Japan, Australia, the United States and Germany are helping fund a program to reduce opium output in Burma's northeastern Shan state in the Golden Triangle. With international help, Burma and Laos have reduced the amount of land growing opium sharply since 1998.
We can demonstrate some very tangible results with regard to the drug control issues. I refer to the 24% opium acreage reduction, which we consider as extremely positive at this stage.
His comments come a day after the U.S. government released a report assessing how countries are cooperating in fighting illegal drug trafficking. The report identified more than 20 countries in Latin America, Central Asia and East Asia as major producers of illegal drugs or as major trafficking routes. The report says Burma has failed to curb drug production and trafficking. U.S. officials say Burma is cooperating with U.S. law enforcement in areas such as reducing opium output. But they say Rangoon has done little to end the production of synthetic narcotics, especially methamphetamines. Factories along the border with Thailand produce almost 1 billion methamphetamine tablets a year. A recent UN report says if the current rate of crop production in Southeast Asia can be maintained, the Golden Triangle may become a minor source of illicit opium within a few years. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.